You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Welcome to The Director's Take. We are part of the PodcastDetroit.com network, broadcasting from the Podcast Detroit studios in Royal Oak, Michigan. The Director's Take firmly believes that knowing the most at this moment puts you in the best place for the next moment. And that wedding or event preparation doesn't have to be a stressful undertaking. Wedding expert Lori Lewis will help you rethink and reprioritize what a successful event can be. This is your opportunity to hear from some of the top industry professionals, listen in on candid conversations, and learn the cost-cutting, stress-free ways that others have used to plan and experience the most memorable time in their lives. If you're ready, listen in and take notes to ensure your vision comes to fruition and know you're in the right place at the right time. Here's your host, coordinator, visionary, and flavored water drinker, Lori Lewis.
Hello, everyone. It's Lori Lewis from Lori Lewis, the director, with another episode of The Director's Take, and it's episode 27, and we're in studio today with Mr. Christopher Liner, who is the CEO, founder, visionary of Distinguishing Creations. I'll give him a second to introduce his interior and event design firm. But again, The Director's Take podcast, we rely on having real conversations with industry professionals, actual couples who are in the throes of wedding planning. And so today's conversation is just going to be around everything about weddings. And it's when this episode premieres, it's going to be June. So we're going to be right in the throes of wedding coordinating and planning. So we're just going to get right into the conversation. So welcome, Chris, Christopher.
Hello. Thank you.
Yep. Thank you for coming in today. And just give our listeners just a little background on how you started Distinguishing Creations and how it's evolved. I know you do interior design and event planning. So just give us a little background about you and the company.
Well, again, thank you for having me today. Distinguishing Creations is a full service event planning and interior design firm that I actually started when I was 10. That's why the name is so long, because apparently I was just trying to find the biggest words to use. But back then we did much smaller things, and then we just evolved to be this whole lifestyle company that specializes in full interior design services and full wedding planning and design services as well.
I love it. So do you do more interior design than weddings and events, or
every
half
year
and half?
It's different.
Okay.
Some years we can do 80% weddings and 20% design. Some years it can be 50-50, and then other years it goes back on the other side. Right about now, in the last year or two, I'd say probably about 50-50.
Okay. All right.
Which is really where I want it to be.
Okay. Okay. So we originally met. We did actually a wedding together. Was that last year, or it's been 2 years?
It's almost 2 years.
It's been almost 2 years.
It'll be 2 years in September, yeah.
It'll be 2 years in September. And so I actually met you at a new venue that I had never been to before, down in Taylor. And just for the listeners, for you to understand why there were two coordinators, what happened is Chris was the coordinator for the entire wedding, and I served as the coordinator for the officiant, because the officiant, as everyone knows, I'm the wedding coordinator for Oak Grove AME Church in Detroit. And so anytime my pastor has a wedding offsite, I accompany him. I go to the rehearsal so they know exactly what to expect when he officiates. So, you know, again, for those who are in the throes of wedding planning, you have to be very specific, especially when you're choosing these venues. We did a previous episode where we talked about the difference between a wedding coordinator and a venue coordinator.
Right.
And it just so happened this space that we were at, they just give you the space and that's it, right?
Yeah, they don't
give
you like go for it. We had very little direction from them, probably very little help from them the day of.
Yes.
Besides towards the end when it was really time to go.
Exactly.
So it was really just us in the space. So I will say having you there that day, too, was extremely helpful considering the venue's lack of input.
Sure. They give you the rules and the regulations and that's it, right?
Right.
And interesting enough, I have a few inquiries and they're planning for 2020, right? 2020
right.
is going to be a big year.
A huge year.
Huge year. And, you know, there are a few couples who are like, well, I'm not really sure I'm going to need you. I'm going to my
all the time.
Right. I'm going to the venue and I'm just going to see what they offer. And then I'll get back to you, which is fine.
Right.
You know, but being in this business, you've been in since you were 10. I've been in since I was probably 16. Mm-hmm. And I've seen a lot, and it's always the same thing. It's couples always kind of wait to the last. Not kind of. Couples usually wait. In my experience, they wait to hire a wedding coordinator last.
About 70% of our business are people that hire us within the last few months, mm-hmm. where they've tried to plan it themselves. They are 20% over budget, but then they want us to come in and try to figure everything out. But you have 90% of your vendors. So at this point, you're over budget.
Yes.
It is what it is.
It is what it is.
So we definitely encourage people to hire a wedding planner first.
Yes.
And it's more and more evident every day that we're doing weddings that we see why it's important to bring us on first.
Absolutely. What would you say contributes to couples that come to you inquiries? Do you believe like a lot of the social media, the celebrity weddings, what do you feel is attributing to all these big, glamorous weddings?
I definitely think social media and celebrities. I mean, we can even... not even to just keep it at weddings, some of these baby showers and just birthday mm-hmm. parties. I'm like, okay, this is a bit much. This is a lot. And so, again, we have a lot of brides and grooms that come to us with images from celebrity weddings and things like that. And we try to, you know, give them what they want, but try to also let them know, all right, let's see.
Yeah.
Let's be realistic
Correct.
About this because, yeah. Whoever, J-Lo, Beyonce, yep, they're getting married. They're billionaires.
Correct.
Millionaires.
That's right.
So don't expect to have that exact same concept for mm-hmm. your day of spending 5%.
Right.
But we try to, that's one thing I love doing is trying to still give them that same feeling and that same experience as celebrities because you hopefully only get married once. So you want to definitely have your big day, everything that you have hoped for it to be.
That's right. That's right. So you're big on budget, as we all are, right?
Yes. I always tell couples, before you do anything, we work on a schematic design and work through concepts and budget.
Mm-hmm.
Before you select your venue or any of your vendors, let's work on what do you want this day to be?
Mm-hmm.
How much money can you really spend on this? And then we go back and forth because a lot of brides and grooms don't know what a wedding costs, especially when it's their first wedding.
Right.
So they may come to us with a budget and these dreams, and they don't work well with each other. So it's our job to kind of show them what they can get for that budget or to at least inform them what they need to increase their budget to.
Correct. Yes. Budget is a big thing. What else do you like for your couples to come to you with besides a budget?
Just if you come to me with budget, concept, colors, your wedding, your guest count, that's pretty much what we ask for. Again, colors.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a color scheme, a theme, your budget, your wants and likes and dislikes, and how many people you're inviting,
mm-hmm.
how many people in your bridal party, and we're good to go. That gives us enough framework to start planning.
Do you like them to come with Pinterest boards?
Normally, I'll limit the amount of photos for the initial conversation.
Okay.
Because I think some of them go a little overboard.
Okay.
But I do think Pinterest boards or just a few pictures helps us envision what they want. And then I take that and I actually go very deep into every single picture just to get an idea of what in that picture or for that event they liked
mm-hmm.
So that we're using specifically what they wanted for their day.
Gotcha.
And then we actually will take some of those photos and develop our own.
Right.
And say, well, what about this concept? What about that? And kind of play off of one another.
And I only ask you that because I know design is what you do outside of weddings and events.
Yes.
You know, the interior design. So you have a different take on Pinterest boards.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. And again, like I said, that's why I want to know why you pick this picture, and that goes with interior design. If someone sends me a picture of a red Corvette. It has nothing to do with design, but that specific color red could be right. what they want their accessories in the kitchen or their bridesmaids to wear,
right.
Or the roses or what have you. Or it could be literally a bowl of berries.
Yes.
And they're, we can take that bowl of blueberries, strawberries, raspberries, and that becomes the color palette
right.
For the event. So we do a lot of that. When developing schematics and concepts.
Okay. So let me back up a little bit and talk about you. When you say you've been doing this since you were 10, what got you into just designing, period? I mean, did it start with coloring or what really jumped off for you?
I think it started two different ways. My godmother has been doing wedding flowers since I was little.
Okay.
So I was with her a lot and shadowing her going into Oswald and Norley and mm-hmm. Moore Greens and all this other stuff just with her on weekends. And I became fascinated with these wholesalers and these coolers, like just being in there and playing with the flowers and things of that nature. So that really got me in terms of the event and the design aspect of events. And then when I was 10, my uncle wanted to redo his condo. And I was with him picking out artwork or just picking out furniture and all this other stuff. So I fell in love with interior design. And the reason that he did that was he was actually diagnosed with cancer. So he was getting ready to pass away.
Okay.
I didn't know that until afterwards. And so he wanted me involved and just wanted to spend his last few months with his little nephew because we had a very close bond.
Okay.
So I learned a lot from him. And again, him and my godmother inspired me to create this whole lifestyle company of event and interior design.
So did you, was it something you came out of school doing or you were in school doing it or?
So then when I went to CAS, of course, my curriculum at CAS was architecture and design.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. And then a lot of people don't know I am trained in this because I have a degree in architecture
mm-hmm.
and I have a degree in interior architecture from Lawrence Tech.
Nice.
So okay. It's my passion and it's my expertise,
yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, I love it. I'm like, okay, I got all these projects I'm thinking about now. Okay, we'll talk off air, right?
Definitely, we can do it.
Yeah. So when a client comes to you, and again, I'm not artistic. I have a vision. Mm-hmm. Like I could, when I would sit with you, I'd say, this is my vision. And then you would have to work with the details to make that vision happen. So from a wedding event design aspect, you have a client that comes in and let's say they don't have a Pinterest board. How do you walk them through designing their event?
Yeah, I mean, we have shockingly a ton of brides. I have a bride right now we're doing for May. And when we just took her on, I was asking her some concepts, send me some photos and all this other stuff. She's like, I don't really have any photos. I just know I like a lot of greenery and I want this, this and that.
Okay.
Like, all right, give me a second. So I started pulling together some photos of either projects that we've done or inspiration photos that we kind of keep mm-hmm. on file and did a very quick collage within like 30 minutes, sent it to her. And she said, yep, you're hired. That's exactly what I wanted.
I love it. So you were able to just tap in.
Just give me a little bit, just sure. a little bit, and we'll make it happen.
I love it. So tell me about the most extravagant event or wedding you've done that, I don't know, may not have been a big budget, but when it was done, it was just like, wow. So
I will say one of my favorite events was for the Council of Deliberation. It's a lot of the 33rd degree Masons throughout the country.
Mm-hmm.
And we were doing it at a mansion in the Boston Edison District. Mm-hmm. It looks like it's castle. We were planning on doing it outside. It was very small.
Okay.
It was probably only 75 people.
Okay.
And again, we had plans to do it outside under this trellis that we had just redesigned. And so it became insane because the day of it started raining and rain was not in the forecast. But it became one of my favorite events because when we started to figure out what we were going to do, all I said was empty the living room. And we emptied their living room. Thank God it was a mansion.
Sure.
And set two long tables for 75 people for their dinner. Still did the same chairs, the same centerpieces. And it became even more beautiful because their artwork and the design in that space was perfect. And of course, it was perfect because 5 years before that, I did the interior design for their living room. So it kind of was cool to see both the interior design and the event planning and design aspect of my work come together. And I just like, that's just God.
All day. How awesome is that?
It was pretty cool because people were asking, like, the space is so pretty and all this other stuff. And I'm like, oh, wait, I did that.
Sure.
It didn't even dawn on me. So at the end of the night, I thought that was pretty awesome.
I was going to ask you, do you always have a backup plan in case of the weather? Or you, like you said, it wasn't even in the forecast.
Right.
It just ended up working out that way.
Yeah. I mean, we definitely always try to have backup plans or whatnot. Some venues, the backup plan would be a little tight.
Right.
Even for the wedding we did together.
Yeah.
I mean, the tent was already sent. It was outside.
Right.
So had it started storming, I think it did rain later that night. But had it started raining a little earlier,
probably it was overcast. It was definitely overcast and it was a little chilly.
Yeah.
So
had that rain came a few hours early, we'd have figured something out.
Sure. We would have been in the tent.
Yeah.
Easily. Yeah, for sure. In the tent. So I always like for listeners to hear like the behind the scenes, not to give anyone's business or anything, but just some things that they don't realize as event or wedding coordinators that we're fixing things behind the scenes that no one has any clue to. So are there any good behind the scenes stories you can share?
And that's actually clauses in my contract. Like I let people know the day of something's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Either all the red roses that we ordered in are not of my liking or the linen company brings the wrong linen. We have to improvise.
Yes.
We've had some doozies.
Yeah.
There was a wedding I did. My team, I told them the morning of, I was like, I'm just not going. I had to decorate and plan the wedding.
Yeah.
And so much chaos started from their RSVP guest list changing the night before.
Mm.
And again, with me planning and decorating for the wedding, the night before a wedding, I don't have time to redo an entire seating chart.
Right.
I'm cutting roses, doing centerpieces, bouquets,
right,
finalizing stuff. So that was a little rough, but we worked that out.
Sure.
And then we had some kind of acts of God. It started storming right when we're loading the trucks to go to the venue and to set up. And again, rain was not in the forecast. And it was a windstorm. Vases were like flying and everything. And literally 20 minutes went by, that storm settled. We loaded up. We went and got extra stuff and put it off.
Yeah.
The wedding was supposed to start at 4. We actually did not get to the venue until 3 because of the storm and all that stuff that day. No one knew that we had as many hiccups that day with the weather or any other delays.
Mm-hmm.
And we literally still started on time because I'm a stickler about starting on time.
Yes, I am too.
So, I mean, things happen.
Sure.
You plan so that you limit some of the mishaps. But again, you can't plan for everything because you just don't know.
You just don't know. And stuff comes up, like you said, and you have to improvise.
We're just lucky to have, I'm lucky to have at least 5 to 10 people with me the day of an event. So we can go in 5 different directions if need be.
Yes.
In a perfect world, we're all working on the same thing and getting it done. But
that's
when
right.
something pops up, and we're in Michigan, we got road closures we didn't know about or traffic or weather or anything.
That's right.
We just make it happen.
And that was my next question is that you're coordinating and you're decorating.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to have a superb team.
Yeah.
And how long is it taking you to get those team members, you know, because I know I'm kind of in the throes of forming my team. I have those individuals that work with me, but some of them are, you know, not sure this is what they want to do. So
it's probably taking me forever. And we're just getting there.
Okay.
And it took me to realize that everybody can't do the same thing.
Right.
And as the leader of the team, figuring out what everyone is good at, what everyone wants to do, because we have a lot of people that they don't want to do anything with the decor. Mm-hmm. They want to do logistics and they'll do setup, but they're mm-hmm. not trying to do anything with the flowers or linen. They're not comfortable with that.
Right.
So just realizing how
that would be me. I'm the logistics person.
But I will say we have had some people, when things happen, I'm like, I need you to cut a few roses. I need you to do this. And they may be slow at it, but right. they've been around us, because one of the things that I'm very adamant about, you may not do everything on my team, but you're going to know everything
That's
that
right.
I know.
That's right.
And everything that everyone on the team knows and does.
That's right.
Because we never know if somebody gets sick on the team. This may not be your area of expertise.
Yes.
But I need you to get in.
Right.
And help out.
That's right. I love it. Wow. Yeah, I was just thinking, like, I can't imagine being a coordinator and doing the decor. That's not my gift. My gift is logistics.
It's a lot. And yeah. very few people do both.
Right.
But I love both.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty good at both. And so we haven't had any issues.
Sure. Yeah. I've seen you in action. So I'm a witness for sure.
We've decorated and coordinated and right. it just all goes well.
And from my experience, you have the team members, because I remember even when the wedding started, I think you were still in the tent and it was your team that was making mm-hmm. sure that the wedding party was out and everything was running. And
yeah, I'll come. I don't need to be, if the wedding starts at 4 o'clock, between 3:30 and 4, I don't need to be at the ceremony
right.
lining people up. There's a group with the guys. There's a group with yes. the girls. There's a group in the sanctuary or in the ceremony setting.
Right.
Getting everyone seated.
Right.
There's a logistics person talking to the DJ, making sure the mics and everything are good.
Right.
And then 5 minutes before, you'll see me walk over.
Yeah.
It's showtime.
Yep. I love it. Yep. Awesome. And so you just basically see them when they get to the reception usually. Is that mm-hmm. how normally? Yep. Love it. What advice would you give our listeners who are currently in the wedding planning process?
I would say call me or Lori. Just that simple.
Right.
But no, definitely after you and your fiance start talking about, you know, what your goals for the wedding are, what your budget is, and some of your basic conceptual and inspiration mm-hmm. Ideas for the wedding, how many people you're inviting, seek counsel.
Yeah.
Find a coordinator, interview mm-hmm. a few coordinators, get some referrals, select a planner.
Yes.
Before planning.
Yes.
We can save you a lot of time, money, and energy.
Time, money, and energy. Yes.
Because
that's so true.
They will overspend, they will overthink, and become extremely frustrated real quick over that's something right. so simple. We had a couple that they were spinning their wheels ordering and ordering samples of invitations. They told me their concept while we're sitting in a paper store. And I just put out Photoshop, like worked up a mock-up and said, is this kind of what you're looking for? And they're like, yep, that's exactly.
Wow.
So again, we've done mm-hmm. hundreds of weddings.
Yes.
So we know the pros, cons, the do's, the don'ts.
That's right.
So you don't have to live through that.
That's right.
You don't want Love to live that. Through that.
That's right. Great closing words. So what do you have coming up? I know you, like I said at the beginning, it's June when this episode will air. So we'll both probably be running and getting prepared. I know every weekend in June for me is booked with something.
Yeah,
so.
We have a lot going on. Mm-hmm. We have a wedding and a few weddings in May that we're preparing for. Mm-hmm. June, shockingly, we just have very few weddings, but my right hand, my operations director for the company, mm-hmm. is expecting her first child, her and her husband, who help out very much in the company. So
okay.
I'm doing a baby shower.
Okay.
I don't normally do baby showers.
Okay.
But we're having a lot of fun
okay.
With this baby shower.
Early. Is it her baby shower?
Yes.
Okay.
So I planned their wedding.
Nice.
And I redid their house. And now I'm doing the baby shower. So that's why we always tell people it's really a lifestyle.
It really is.
You're stuck with us for a lifetime.
Sure.
And then we have a pretty big wedding this summer mm-hmm. That will be televised. Mm-hmm. So we're very, very, very excited about that.
Yes.
It's probably one of the biggest weddings we've done.
Okay.
It's the largest budget wedding we've done, too.
Okay.
So we're, again, really excited about that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, thank you for being here. If you would tell the listeners how to reach out to you on, you know, internet, social media, if you would just share all that information.
Thanks for having me. Mm-hmm. We are on Instagram. You can look me up through Chris Liner or distinguishing_creations. Our website is distinguishingcreations.com. You can always email us at chris@distinguishingcreations.com, and we will get in touch with you.
Yes. Yeah, so thank you. And that'll be in the show notes as well. We thank you for listening. I know you definitely got something, some takeaways from this. The biggest one is, of course, you need that wedding coordinator to save you that time, money, and energy. I think I'm going to add that to all of my tags in advertising episodes. But it is, if there's one thing that I try and stress, and that has been stressed by previous guests, is that you need that wedding coordinator. You need that industry professional that can guide you through the whole process. And so whether, you know, there's different, I guess, names, wedding planner, wedding coordinator, mm-hmm. day of coordinator, you need one, if not all of them.
Right.
So we thank you for listening. This is Lori Lewis of The Director. You can reach out to me on social media. That's Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, at The Director, or online at thedirecther.com. That's DIRECTHER, thedirector.com. And until next time, be well.